On Daf Tesim and Beis, we're coming towards the end of Palgimim Dibura. We mentioned the Machloikas Rishonim, the Raivit against all the other Rishonim, how to understand the mechanics of Palgimim Dibura, and the few Nafkaminas of Palgimim Dibura based on the two the different approaches that there is in this sugya. So Shmuel Liefer, last sugya, the next morning, he asked me the following question. If you remember, we said that according to the Ravid's approach, the way Palgimim Dibura works is that it's not really we're ripping apart the words. We're not cutting apart the words, but basically, based on the way we approached it and the way we developed it, was that Shitas Rashi in the Gemara Makis is that a person cannot speak about himself. He's not an aid when it comes to himself. So Shmuel asked me the following question. He said, if you can't speak about yourself and you're not an aid about yourself, and that's the maskona of the Gemara in Makis, Al Pishnaim Adim Yakum Dover, but Mekaime Adover Makas Vidaver, Rashi explains, Viloba Ose Adover, if you're the Balamaisa, if you're a person that's involved in the action, so then it's not that we have to cut away what you're saying about yourself. You're not an aid when it comes to things about personal items. You're the balamaista. So when you talk about Ploni, that Ploni was Roveya, we can accept that as aidus. But Ploni Ravani Lertoni, you can't give aidus about yourself. You're a baldover. So the Ravid says it's not aidus about lamiktos of balakula. It's not aidus that's thrown in the garbage. It's just what's accepted and what's registered as aidus is aidus. What's not registered in aidus is not aidus. And that's the kamash malon of the Gemara, that by ishto also. Ishto is myself. Ishto kagufo. When I talk about my wife, pagin and dibura. So it's the same idea. The Gemara thought, the Ravid says, that ishto is like a karov. So I'm speaking about a karov, so then it's pasul aidus. I can't speak about a karov. Throw out the whole aidus. Kamashmal in the Gemara by Ploni Baal Ishti, that you say Palgin and Dibura, that you're a Baal Dover when it comes to your wife. So Shmuel Liefer asked me a very interesting question. He says, I don't understand. If Rashi holds, and we're saying, and what we suggested last week was, the source for the Ravid's concept that an aid means to speak about someone else, to be referring to other people, to be made alachirim, that's pshat, that's the definition of aidus. So at Shmuel Liefer, so Ploni Ravani Ler Onsi. So how does Rava accept that aidus? You're still the balamaisa. You're still the one involved. You just happen to not be a Rasha because it was onus. It was under duress. It was not my maisa. But the question is, why should we even accept the aidus that Ploni was ma'anes you? You're the balamaisa. So I think the answer is, I spoke to Rav Shechter about this also, he agreed, that the answer is, Ploni Ravani La'onsi, you're not a balamaisa. You're an object. You're the facts about you is irrelevant. We're not trying to put a din Torah.
What was the maisa?
The maisa was that a person was mishkav zachar. A person was roveya and raped another man. So there could be two ways that I introduce such a story. Either he did it willingly, Ploni Ravani Lertzoni. And then the Gemara says, that's not simple. We can't accept half the story. We're going to have to introduce Palginin Dibura, where I'm going to split half your words and say, we'll believe you that Ploni was Rava, but that he was Rovea Yuler Tzoncha. We can't accept that, because if that's true, so then you're Apostle Adis, and you can't have testimony on this story. But the Rava says, when it comes to Ploni Ravani Laonsi, there's no problem. So Shmuel asks, why? You're speaking about yourself. The answer is, even though I'm speaking about myself, but I'm not speaking about myself as a balamaisa. I'm not speaking about myself as someone that has ramifications to the case. I'm speaking about myself as an object, so therefore I don't need to introduce Palgin and Dibura in the case where a person is raping another man. So let's get back to the Gemara and go backwards for a second. The bottom of Testament base. Amar Rav Yosef, Ploni Ravo Laonso. If I say a person slept with another man, v'huva achar v'tzarven lahargo. If a person slept with myself, he raped me, and it was under duress, so then I and another witness could join together and could put him to death, even though I'm talking about a case that happened to me. Lirtzono, if I say I had a relationship with this man, and I did it willingly, then the Gemara says, rashahu. If you're correct, so the Torah says, you're not accepted because you're a Rasha. And the Torah says, Al Tashis Rasha Aid. That's Rabbi Yosef. comes along Rava and he introduced our suga. Rava Amar Adam Karavitz Latzmo Veina the Mesim Atzmo Rasha. So what we explain that to mean is, no, don't worry about what he said about himself. Palgina Dibura. We ignore the fact that he spoke about himself, the Ritzono, and we'll accept his edus about Ploni Rava. And Tosfos wants to say Ploni Rava Acher. Ploni had a relationship with someone else. It wasn't with me. We do something with his words. Either we don't register his words in the first place about himself, that's the Raivitz approach, or Tosfos says, no, we dress up his words, we cut and paste around his phraseology in order to somehow make it acceptable that he's not talking about himself. But bottom line, Rabosai, what's the assumption? If it's Lertzono, we have serious problems. Either according to Rav Yosef, Lertzono, if a man slept with another man, I come into court and I say, this man had relations with me, and it was willingly. So Rav Yosef says, throw out the whole edus. He's not believed. Whereas Rava says, no, you could only do it if you introduce Palgina Dibura, because otherwise what? Otherwise you're saying something problematic. What? You're saying that you did something that would invalidate your testimony, make you into a Rasha, and if your testimony is accepted, so then, by definition, it's not going to work. Because in as much as we'll accept the entire statement, you become possible edus, you become invalid, and then you're not kosher. So this is an opportunity that Tosfos gives us to really understand some of the halachas and some of the details of what makes a person possible edus and what makes a person kosher edus. What violations, unfortunately, that this has come to be much more common than we'd like it, but that there's certain people that involve themselves in inappropriate behaviors, and sometimes it could possibly invalidate edus. That is the assumption of our Gemara. If you're involved in inappropriate behavior, you cannot be accepted to edus. Lertzono rashahu, vatora amra. If you're doing it willingly, atora amra al toshes rasha aid. The Torah says a rasha can't be a witness. Good? I don't necessarily think Rav Yosef disagrees with that. I think Rav Yosef's the machmir. Rav Yosef says, Avadi or Rasha. Rav Yosef says, I got no solutions for you. I can't accept this edus even if I, because I don't have the solution of Palgina Dibura. But I think Rav Yosef agrees fundamentally that a Rasha is a problem. What I have a problem is it so clear that according to Rava, you would be a Rasha, as we'll see in a second. Yeah.
So just I'm struggling with the other scenario. So the Avad and the order also.
Yeah.
He's still the Shema
edus. Sure.
The
sure. So that's what we were saying. That was what Shmuel was saying. That
there's no problem, but it can't be an aid.
It's not. We've been speaking about you since the beginning. You happen to be a detail in the story. The car's driving on the road. The road's part of the story, but it's not. It's not really the psak that the Beis Din has to give. It's really irrelevant to the Beis Din because we're not trying to punish the guy who was raped. He happens to be a specific detail. So in terms of being a detail in the story and being the object that we're speaking about, so you can talk about yourself. When you're actually speaking about a din Torah and a psak against you, so then you're not neman to believe yourself. So that's the difference is. If I'm saying Ploni did a Maisa Avera, he was Mechalel Shabbos with a certain plow, or with a shovel. The shovel's a detail. So too, over here. This person was involved in Mishkav Zachar and he raped a man. Who he raped, that's not pertinent to the Eidus.
That's different with somebody saying, he stole from me, and I'm not playing as an Eid. I'm just at the time.
So now you're asking a very good question. You want to know because you now should be puzzled because you're taking revenge. Because you're a nogeya bedavar.
The scenario is, somebody stole from me, I'm going to beg him to say stole from me, so I'm not an aid.
Right.
I have a tanya.
Right.
Somebody.
See, in that case, in the mammon, you have what to gain. That's what's called in halacha a nogeya bedavar. Yeshli negiut. I have what to gain from this. So I could fabricate the whole story because I want the money back.
So here, what's his claim?
So here I'm just saying over a story. This guy was Mechalel Shabbos.
Who says it was honest?
I do.
No. The guy is tiny. He raped me.
Right. Yeah. I don't. He's not an ogei avdavra because either way, it's not going to be accepted. Ploni Ravoni Laonsi will kill the guy. Okay, we're not going to touch you. Ploni Ravani Lertzoni will kill the guy. We're not going to touch you. Yeah. Sure. Mishkav Zachar, sure. Last week's parsha, sure.
Yeah.
Right, so that question is how. So either we're going to cut away from half of the statement, and we're just not allowing him to speak about his own Maisa Avera, or we don't even have to cut it away. It never registered as Eidus when you talk about yourself. That's the Machlokes in the Raivin and the other Rishonim. So how to understand the mechanics of Pal Gendir. Huva Acher, in order for someone to kill, you need two Eidus. So the Chiddush is you're counted as one. Now get Yenim on the street that saw the story. So the Gemara says, Lertzono Rasha. If he did it for Ratzon, he's a Rasha. Sums along Tosas, the second to last Tosas on Testament days. So this is very important. We got to skip to Chav Zayin and Aleph. The Roveya. Because why?
I'm not so sure, but in the fact that we quote that the guy's going to be made, also if he did a contention, it tells you that the most important thing here is to convict the guy who took the...
But that's only through the mechanics of Pagin and Divura. Meaning, Adis is Adis. We have to accept the mice of the way you present it.
This guy's going to be Adis in the fact that he had this relationship.
Yeah, why is he doing it? He's a nut job. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure, but Rav Yosef says he's mamish a nut job, but we mamish have nothing to do with his edus because we can't accept it because we don't have a palgin and dibura, and you just spread a bad rumor about you, but Bezdin can't respond to that because we have no mechanics to respond to it. Rav says we do have a mechanics to respond to it. Ignore the fact of what he said, don't accept what he said, and only accept legabe ploni Rava. But why he did it initially, appel. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, people hit rock bottom, and it's like in the Goyish Shevelt also. I mean, we have it in Vido and Yom Kippur, but, you know, people hit rock bottom, and the only way they can move on in life is if they just confess, and they just say, this is what I've been involved with my whole life, Ploni Ravani Lertzoni. And, you know, so now Bezdin, you know, he's trying to start a life of tshuva, so... According to Rava, you know, Baruch Hashem, Pal Ginin Dibur, you saved your life. But you know, that's he was trying to start new. So comes along the Gemara and Chav Zayin and Aleph, a very very important Gemara, probably one of the most.
Rava said he has to say Lonsa.
Right. Rava did not say he has to say Lonsa. Rava said even if he says Rav Yosef says he has to say Lonsa. If Rava says, even if he says Lertzono, I have a tool to save it from Eidus. But fundamentally, Rava needed a tool. What was the tool? Pagin and Dibur. If I wouldn't have the ability to somehow change his phraseology or somehow not accept half of his statement, like we explained in the past Chaburas, so then we'd be stuck with his Eidus because he's possible to Eidus by saying that I'm over Lerotzel. Says Tosos, I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced. Why? Comes along to Eidus and he says, if you look at the Gemara in Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, it's by the Beis of the Rambam. This is the famous Gemara, Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. Don't forget this Gemara. Why? Because this is where Yal Kegam, the six times that we paskin like Abaye, these are two of the cases of Yal Kegam are in this Gemara. The first one is the Mirtz Hashem Gemara we'll talk about whenever we'll talk about it. Eid Zomim is a Machlokes Abaye and Rava, also a fascinating Machlokes. And the second one is the second psak of the Rambam, where it says the last word in the line is mumer. Mumer ochel nevelas. Now, so I'll let you all miss Abe because we're going to have the number of lines when he's not here. Shever Fushlein. The Hilchasa is the first word of the line. Mumer ochel nevelas l'teyavon. You have a guy who eats cheeseburgers. He goes to McDonald's all the time. Why? Tastes good. Or it's cheaper. Whatever it is. He eats nevelas. Why? Because it's cheaper. He has a teyavon. It's not. I'm not against Yiddishkeit. It's just it's hard to be from. Divrei akol pasul. Everyone holds he's pasul eidus. He cannot give testimony in court. Very important. So what happens? Mumr ochol neveilus lahachis. What happens if he does it? No, he has a kosher burger in front of him and a nevela burger in front of him, and they're both equally as tasty. And what does this Shmendrik do? He takes the treif. Lachas! I can't stand the Rabbi Nishalayim. Then there's a machloikas between Abaye and Rava. Abaye Amar Pasol, Rava Amar Kosher. Rava says such an individual is kosher. Well, you would think the opposite, right? You would think it's better that, right? Usually in Halacha we say, Amumar Lecha Teyavon, Nebuch is a Yitzhar Hari, is a... Rasha Marushi has no taiva for this. Listen to what the Gemara says. Abaye Amar Pasul. Why does Abaye say this guy's Pasul? Davale Rasha. Did the guy do a lav? Did the guy do a loisase? And it's important, I'm just parenthetically, I'm telling you. And to be Pasul Eidus, you have to violate a loisase sheyeshvo malchus. It's not enough to just speak Lashon Hara. You have to have a loisase sheyeshvo malchus. That, if there's lashes of as a punishment, then you're possible to eat this Dr. Bai. What? Who? Lo shamati, no? Ma pitom. Chalila, ken. Shlo malkis. Ken. Rachmona Amar, al tosh b'ser ezra eit. V'rava Amar, kosher. Rava says, he ate nevelis, lahachis, he's kosher. Why? Russia is not sufficient, says Rava. It's not sufficient just to be a person that violated a loisase that's going to get the lashes. Russia de chamos ba'inan. You need a Russia that's because of a chamsin, some sort of taiva. Does Rashi say anything here? Russia de chamos. Some sort of desire. Meaning such a person, we're worried that he's going to give in because he has a taiva. So too, he can't control his yetzer. He's also going to testify falsely if he gets the right check and he gets the right payment. And that's an aid checker. So not everyone who violates every lois has to a rabba, even though rabba's not going to give him shlishi on Shabbos. He's not a rasha, he's a rasha. He's going to get malchus, zokt rabba. But for psul eidus, you have to, if I would suggest to say right now, you need a chashash meshaker. You need someone who's going to give into his yetzer hara, who can't control his taivas, and who's going to get that fat paycheck, and that's what's going to cause him to lie. Rabbeisai, who's our bala memra in the Gemara of Palgin and Vibura? Rava. What did Rava say? Were it not for me to have the solution of Palgin and Vibura, Ploni Ravani Lertzoni, this guy is what? Pasul Eidus. Says Taisus, not true. It's wrong. Rava holds you're still Kashal Eidus. The Afal Gav, now Toysus understand, we say Toysus. Afal Gav, the Rava boy, Russia, the Chamas, the Perez, the Borer. Even though Rava holds what? That in order to be possible, Eidus, you can't just be a person that violates a losase. You have to be a certain type of losase. A losase that's what? That's a Russia, the Chamas. High Kamor. So says Toysus, you know what the solution is? This guy that's giving into his Yetzer Hara to be involved with what? Inappropriate behavior? To be involved with Mishkav Zachar? Hi, come on, Russia, the Hamas. He can't control the Yitzhar Hara. For money, he can't control the Yitzhar Hara. For Raviyah Zachar. And look what he did. And he gave in, Liratzon, Ploni, Ravani, Lertzoni. And that's Rava, it's consistent. Rava, Lishitoso. Even Rava agrees that when it comes to Mishkav Zachar, when it comes to these inappropriate behaviors, that's also Russia, the Hamas. Even though Rava is the one who says, eating a cheeseburger just to tick off HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be Pasul Eidus. Not every low sase, but a situation where you're giving into your Yitzhar Hara, where there's a time of for that, that's a rush of the chamas. Dubi the ochel nevelis l'teyavon. Just like Rava said, a person will give in to his yetzer hara in order to have a nice geshmaka cheeseburger l'teyavon. He'll also give in order to be involved in mishkav zachar. And all these were choshesh that he's going to be a rush of the chamas to testify falsely. Kaven sheover lahana also al das kono. Since He has the Ribbono Shel Olam's tzivoi, is bore, the borei olam, his creator's tzivoi, and he gives in to his hana over his tzivoi. So then Rava agrees that invalidates you for edus. Anyone who takes pleasure over the tzivoi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that passes for edus. Kimo kein haya. So listen to what Tzai says. Kimo kein haya oisib b'shvil hanas mamam. So just like he goes against the Ribbono Shel Olam to give in to Mishkav Zohar. Just like he gives in to the Rabbeinu, goes against the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to eat Nevelis Latei Avon, and more important to him is his Taiva, so too he's going to forget the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Eidus Sheker, and he's going to forget the Aseres HaDibros, and he's going to say, let me go and be made Sheker in order to get some money and get bribed for false testimony. Then what? Mumra Lut.
Someone has a Taiva. You can say he has a Taiva for
this. Right, that's what I was saying. That's what. Lahachis will be worse. Right. No, so in every other halacha, you're 100% right. And that's what I was saying when I read the Gemara. In every other halacha, if you have a din of a mumar lahachis, so that's a shail of a min. That's a person, he writes kisvei HaKodesh, it could be we have to burn it. He's a heretic. He's not even, he loses Kedushas Yisrael, he's not, no shaychus to Am Yisrael. He's anti the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's true. But here, we're not judging the scale of how from he is. We're judging his bottom line. Rava says, is this guy going to lie or not? Is this guy going to give false testimony? That's got to be taiva based. You're right. It's not chomer avera. Mumar ochel neis lachas, and that's the irony of Rava. It could be that it's a worser avera. But Rava says, I don't care about averas when it comes to psula edus. That's not what I'm interested in. Because if I cared about averas, then I would be in a bias camp. Abai says, in order to be possible Eidus, all you have to do is a Rasha. That means, did you violate an Avera that has Malkus? Now, figure it out when you call up the next Eid at your wedding. Did this guy violate an Avera, Sheishbo Malkus? That's what you have to figure out. That's the Simimlin Alamedalid and Chesh Mishpat, all Psula Eidus. Rava says that's not what it's about. It's not about Averas. It's about a Chashash Meshaker. It's only Malkus. Only Malkus. No. Not. Obviously, Misa and Karis, all no, but minimally, yeah, it has to be Malkus. Yeah, if it doesn't have Malkus, then it's a Shaila in the poskim. What if it didn't have Malkus because of a technicality? It's a lava nitzak la'ese, or it's a you know, but if it's a weaker lav, so then that's not something that's going to fit the bill. Yeah, Russia aid. That's what he says. Russia the Hamas. That's what he says. Al Tashas Rasha Eid, that's what Gemara Chav Zayin says. Al Tashas Rasha Eid, not every Rasha. Rasha the Chamas. That's what the Torah meant. That's the Bayin Rava's Machlekes. So Tosis is forced to say, this person that gives into this inappropriate behavior, this Mishkav Zachar, he must be considered a Rasha the Chamas. Tosso says, but this is not so clear. Gemara that's going to be so relevant, la'alacha, unfortunately. The Gemara in Chavav and Beis says as follows. It's in the wide lines. First word on the line, it's about, I would have to guess, 15 lines down. Mevaze nafshe. Is that right? Under, right by the Zion of the Rambam and the Sfarim Sefer, 11 lines down, towards the end of the line, Amar Rav Nachman. Listen to this Gemara, very relevant la'alacha. Amar Rav Nachman, ha'choshed al ha'arayos, kosher le'edus. A person is choshed al ha'arayos, he's kosher le'edus. Amar Rav Sheshes says, how could it be? Oni mare arbon vikatve vikosher. This guy is going to get arbon vikatve. What does that mean? Arbon vikatve. He's going to get lashes. Arbon malchus yakenu. Not arbon, but he's coming off the lashon of the pasuk. And you're going to call this guy kosher. This guy's kosher al arayis. He's going to get malchus for his behavior. So the gemara. So that's the machlekes Rava Rav Nachman. And then the gemara just says Amar Rava Umodur Rav Nachman linyan edus isha. And Rav Nachman is Moideh for Eidus Isha, which means what? In Yonim of Arayus. Even Rav Nachman is going to say, come on, Eidus Isha? This guy is Chashad al Arayus. I'm going to let him testify about whether or not he's still married to this woman or that. This guy probably fell in love with this woman and he's going to want to testify falsely about this. That I'm not going to give him. But if he's just chashed al arayos for speaking about a case of dinim ominous, he's kasha leidus. He's kasha leidus. So what's Tosis' question? V'hada amar hasam hachashal arayos kasha leidus. What's the question, Rabbosai? What just happened to my whole theory, Tosis says? I just had a theory that not only l'teyavan yetzer hara about a cheeseburger, not only about mominus, but any taiva dikazach, according to Rav, is going to be patzal le'edus. And that's also Rosh HaDechabas. And that's why Rav says, plunder of Anilur Tzoni is patzal. So to what? A person who's choshen al arayis should also be patzal le'edus. So what's the Gemara saying? Why is he choshen le'edus according to Rav Sheshis? So listen to what Rashi says on that Gemara. Rashi actually says, Rav Nachman kashal eidus. Look at what Rashi on Chavav and Beis says. Kashal eidus. It's like one of the last, it's like the skinny lines, five lines up from the skinny lines, from the before the wide lines in the Rashis. Kashal eidus, deba'inan rasha dechamas. Rashi says, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Rav Sheshis holds that you need Rasha Dechamas. Sounds like who? Sounds like Rava. So this is killing Tosis' trap. Tosis is saying now, what's the definition according to Rava Rasha Dechamas? It's not only about mominis. It's not only about giving in to the fat checks, but it's anything that's going to be Yetzer Haradik. It's anything that's going to be like Arayos, Mishkav Zachar. That's how Tosis Pshat gets off the ground in the Gemara and Sanhedrin's test of faith. So how can you say a choshen al arayos kasher le'edus? It's not Rasha Dechamas. Rava wouldn't agree according to Rashi's pshat. Oh, beautiful. Says Taisis, what does the word choshed mean? It's a very interesting language, choshed. Choshed sounds like it's not the real deal. Suspect. Suspect. Says Tosos, you misunderstood the whole Gemara. Hadam Rasam Achosha Arayas Koshal Edis, Perish Bekuntris, Lav the Ika Sade Shebo Ala Erve. It's not that two Edim walked in and said, Ploni was, you know, with this woman, or Ploni was unfortunately, you know, involved with these cases. You know, I don't have to fill in the details, unfortunately. We all know the cases. Elishu got the Arayas. You know what? He's found in inappropriate settings. He's pressed. And he's not makbid on the Isser Yichud. And he's with a lot of women. So that's exactly what the Gemara meant. A choshed al arayis. Not a over al erva. Not a boel at erva. Not someone who we have mamish edus. That it's going to be what? That it's going to be that he did an avera? If it was just what? So he's looking Shulchan Aruch. This is very relevant, Rabosai. This is very relevant. I was talking about this week with last week, at a conference. You know, something came up. There are certain times that we don't have edus about it, but women come in and women start testifying and saying things about she's not a kosher aid, but she creates a kol. She creates a voice. She creates a kol. So are these Rabbanim now Pasul Edis? Are these people, or not Rabbanim, whatever, whoever's involved, unfortunately it's everyone, do they become Pasul Edis? They're not Sadi on them that they were Bol and Erva, but are they kosher? So the Gemara says, according to Rav Sheshis, they're kosher. According to Rav Nachman, they're kosher. According to Rav Sheshis, what does Rav Sheshis say? They get Malkus. How do they get Malkus? If it's only Choshev, like you said, so what does Malkus mean? Arban Mikatve, you don't get Malkus if it's just a call, if it's just a rumor, if it's just a reputation. So that's what Tosis is bothered by. I call Arban Mikatve of Kosher. So Tosis says, but the Gemara itself rejects my pshat of Kosher al arayis because the Gemara is saying he gets Malkus for this. Haini Mishum, yeah. That's not because of Malkus Meikar Adin. It's not Midor Araisa. Certain times, the Bezdin goes out on its way, Malkus Dirabonon, the Malkin Alayichud Kol Arayas, Chutz Meishas Is. The Malkin Alotova Hashmua. Sometimes you give Malkus because a person puts himself in a bad situation and there's rumors about him and there's a reputation going out there about him, and we're going to even give him lashes midrabbanon because of that Lotova Hashmua. That's what Tosfos is forced in to explain in the Gemara. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Either you're going to have to explain away Choshed Al Arayas, or you're going to have to explain away, or you're going to have to explain away what? A Malkus. Either one of them is Mashma. Not mashma like the other. So which one is it? Inami. Hasam kosher. So now Tosfos says no. I have a different pshat in that Gemara. And this is very relevant because there's a major machlokes between the Balamor and the Rif in this Gemara and the Chafa Mambez. What is the case of Choshed Al Arayis? Again, if you hold like the way Tosfos just presented, so there's a debate between Rav Sheshis and Rav Nachman. If there's just a rumor, or just even without edus to invalidate the guy, we're already going to, according to Rav Sheshes, we're going to be machshim. According to Rav Nachman, we're going to be machshim. According to Rav Sheshes, not. And for edus isha, meaning all in yone geirishin and kiddushin, he'll be puzzled even according to Rav Nachman. So now we have to pay attention even to rumors. And by the way, that's the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Person has a bad reputation in this world with other women, or arayus type things, or yichud, he cannot be made in the concept of in the context of ishus, because that's what even Rav Nachman agrees to him as. But if you hold the other pshat in that Gemara that we presented, that it means what? It means erva mamish. It means this guy was bol arayus, and the debate in the Gemara, even if there were edim on the bilas arayus, is he kosher or apostle? So now what? Then we could ignore any time that there are rumors. Then in a situation where it's just lotova shmua, or it's just women that come in and tell us this guy was involved in all these things with all these different women, according to those Rishonim, it wouldn't necessarily even become possible to edus, even necessarily lay this isha, because we don't have edus to invalidate them. So that shot in the Gemara, the question of what Tosfos is going to do with that Gemara, which happens to be a machlokes Rishonim, how to explain that Gemara, is going to have ramifications in how to analyze this Gemara. So now Tosfos says, look what Tosfos says. Inami meaning what? A different shot in that Gemara. I'm going to go for the other approach of that Gemara. Not like I suggested originally, that Gemara is talking about a reputation. I'm going to go with the approach. There are edim that saw this guy ball and erva. And what? Rav Nachman says he's kosher l'edus. How can he be kosher l'edus? If that's the case, Tosfos says, I just killed my pshat in this Gemara. Rava just told me that a roveya zacher, mishkav zacher, lirtzono is kosher l'edus. Inappropriate behavior invalidates for edus. And now I'm telling you that there's a Gemara on the Chavav. I'm rejecting my first chat, says Tosos, that it's just a rumor. It's just coming from not sources that are not accepted in the world of Bezdin. But it's rather, Adam came in and saw him bowl in Erva. And yet Rav Nachman's going to turn around and say he's Kashal Adis. That's going to slaughter my pshat in this Gemara. Says Tosos, yes. Wow. Listen to Tosos. Inami hosom kosher mishum di yitzro tokfo. Kolkach. The choshev ka'onus, avol ha'reviya ein yitzro tochol kolkach. Says Tosfos, I have a different pshat. You know what the distinction is? Our Gemara is specifically talking about mishkav zohar. I don't care what you want to say, says Tosfos, psychologically, not psychologically. Tosfos says the yitzer is much stronger for a man who has taivas for a woman than for a man with a man. That's what Tosfos says in the second day. Fascinating Tosfos, relevant to a lot of debates bizman hazeh. Tosfos says the Yetzer Hara for Mishkav Zachar is not as much of an ones as the Yetzer Hara for sleeping with a woman. That's what Tosfos says. It's not as Yitzro Tokfo. What is the ramifications for that, says Tosfos? According to Rava, who says you need a Rasha de Chamas, which means you need a Rasha to be possible Aedis, because you need a big Yetzer Hara, a massive Yetzer Hara. I'm not saying that there is no Yetzer Hara. That's not what Tosfos is saying. But Tosfos is saying it's not as much. And for one, you're considered in Onus. You're not going to be possible Aedis. I couldn't control myself with that woman. And therefore, even though you have Aedim, that I slept with that Erva, with that Nida, whatever it is, I'm still Kosher Aedis, because overcoming that Yetzer Hara is totally insurmountable. It's unbelievable. But for Mishkav Zocher, that's not as much of a Yitzro Tokfo, and therefore it's a Rosh Hashanah. He's not considered an Onos. And this guy gave in to his Hana. He has a Yitzer. He gave in to his Hana. And he could have controlled it much easier than in the other case. Rava says when it comes to Mishkav Zocher, he's Pasul. When it comes to Mishkav Isha, he's still kosher. Unbelievable. So we happen to Paskin like Abaye. This whole...
Paskin like Abaye, what happens to the safeguards that we're so careful about when it comes to Dine Mamonis?
What do you mean?
You can't just throw somebody's reputation away without having real Eidim when it comes to Dine Mamonis.
Right, so I'm saying, according to Abaye, unless you have Eidus...
I'm saying, why is this Dine Erba different than...
You're saying, you want to know...
We are very careful. If I came and I said, Rabbi Belazon stole $1,000,
we're not going to accept.
I can't trust
it. Right. You're asking the following. You're asking why?
Like the second.
Why is there even a?
Psychologically, I don't know if it's true,
right,
but
it, right,
there's
right,
an answer to the question.
Right. But you're saying why is there even a discussion on Chavavim Beis? If you take the approach of Choshed Al Arayis to mean rumors, like the first shot in that Gemara, so rumors are rumors. You're saying. So why, if the world in Dine Mamonis, I'm not going to accept rumors? That's your question?
That is the question.
Right.
I'm not saying it from the perspective that it necessarily bothers me that a rumor should ruin somebody's life. It bothers me that we care about that.
It's inconsistent.
It's inconsistent.
Because Ishul Tavatana, he said it before when I asked, right?
No, but he's asking, if it doesn't fit the bill to invalidate, and it's not halachic evidence in all of Kol HaTorah Kula, so let's play devil's advocate. So even if we happen to paskin like Rav Nachman, and he's still kosher, but why is there even a shita out there like Rav Sheshes that says?
Unless Rav Sheshes would hold differently when it comes to the Imamis, but
I don't think so. No. Meaning this isn't even a Bayan and Rava. This is not even a Russia. You have no proof against me. I can still exist. So you say just because. Right.
And all the Rav is saying is that if he might be,
you can give a guy Malkus because somebody raised a rumor against him.
Also, that question I can deal with. Bezdin certain times has to get societally involved, and he gives Malkus the Rabbanon. But Mike, the question that I'm having trouble with, which I agree with you, is you have to be consistent. Either you accept. Halachic evidence. You don't accept halachic evidence. No, not Rava. He's asking on Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, who holds in the Gemara that even from an extreme version, that even from a rumor that we would give Malkus, Arba and Mekatve, the kosher, how could you be Machsher this guy? So John wants to argue back to Rav Sheshes, how could you passel this guy? You have no Eidim. A rumor's not going to do anything.
What happened if you catch him?
No.
Yichud. No.
So if I catch him in Yichud.
So if you catch him in Yichud.
What?
So you don't know.
Okay.
No, not even a rumor. I'm saying you have.
But I can't, halachically, I can't do anything to this guy.
No, but if you can.
It's a rumor.
No, but it's not a rumor. I think
there are two witnesses.
I know, not a rumor.
Let's say.
Yichud.
This guy is.
Right. Right, so bottom line, the answer to John's question is, bottom line, however you slice it, is that the Torah put different guidelines when it came to Arayos.
It has to be, because the fact that even if the guy didn't actually do it,
right.
And it seemed like the whole
Exactly. And even though we don't have, this is halacha lemaisa. I mean, I can't get into too many details right now, but you know what? Afterwards, but you know, this is gonna invalidate Eidim. This is gonna invalidate Dayanim. This is not necessarily, especially in the world of Eidus Isha, you know, we don't necessarily have Eidim that can testify for it. We might be limited in that area. Yeah.
I didn't see the
Torah. Yeah. Right. Right. You're saying that there's a difference between a lifestyle and a... Right.
That's an issue of time.
Right. But bottom line, but
that we're nervous in a case of right. Mummonis is because there could be a false rumor.
Right.
It's not just that.
Right.
It's just the rumor that he was still doing.
No, but let's say
who said that this is just a rumor that
Let's say you have a Bernie Madoff. Let's say you have a Bernie Madoff who scammed everyone. It happened to every single case. This guy's living this life like this. We don't have any Aiden that could watch that saw him do it. I mean, we're not going to make the same claim as Hoshed Al Arise. Right.
This guy
right.
is acting in an
right.
inappropriate way, and we do have evidence.
But you don't need evidence.
How do you know that?
Because
that's what doesn't say.
Right.
You don't need evidence.
Where's
he says, even though I don't have Aiden on this, on any
on the Aveiro, but we do have ADIS that this guy is acting in a
Tyson says we have no ADIS. Tyson says this guy is Gaspa Arias. He's hanging out with them. This doesn't say anything about Adam. You're saying we know that as Adam.
But it doesn't
right.
matter if the Adam is just on the fact that he is suspect. That's not Adam. First of all, that's not Adam. But second of all, even if Tostos redefines Adam to say that you just need Adam that he's suspect, we still, in other areas of Halakha, won't allow
right.
that.
Not enough, brother.
Right. So bottom line, there's going to be something about this Avera and about this lifestyle, which I think everyone's in agreement, that's there's a much more sensitivity in Halacha.
So I'm trying to understand what Tosfot is saying. Tosfot is basically saying it depends on your level to fight the Yetzer.
Yes.
That's basically what Tosfot is saying.
Meaning
that if you have something...
Meaning I have two guys... Tosfot now saying
yes.
Both Gemaras are talking about Mishkav.
Yes.
One's Mishkav Zohar,
yes.
and one is Mishkav Yishkav.
Yes.
And they're both Arayas.
Yeah.
Tosfos says, in one of them, you're a Rosh of the Chumas, and one of them, you're not Rosh of the Chumas. Why am I a Rosh of the Chumas in one of them? Tosfos says,
yeah.
because in one of them, I could have controlled my Yetzer,
yeah.
and the other one, I just can't control.
Okay.
When it comes to the Taiva of an Erva, I just, there, you're not a Rosh of the Chumas. Yitzro Tokfo, his Yetzer Hara took over him. When it came to Mishav Zachar, even Rava calls you a Rosh of the Chamas. Why? Because you could afford it.
Yeah.
Not that you're not a Rosh of the Chamas. Chalila v'chas, to say, Rava's agreeing, Mishkav Zachar, and those challenges are still Yetzer Hara.
Yeah.
And they're still challenging, but Rava's saying, a Chiddush according to one day in Tosos, that one of them's more controllable than the
and
other.
Then if
this place has existed thousands of years ago. Yeah.
And then basically says, that's the reason that I cannot resist them to give an interview.
That's why Rava says, Mishkav Zachar Ploni Ravani Letzoni, it's Pasul Eidus. Were it not for me to introduce Palgin and Dibura, that would have been Pasul according to Rava's standards, Rosh of the Chamas.
My level of fighting is low,
right.
and I can
right.
then do
because you're not considered an honest.
Yeah.
You're not considered an honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Inami Yachanami Yitzro Tokfo the Kosher Leidus Acheres Velo Arevia the Kosher Aladover Lo Donov Lo Meidos. So now Tysus knows about the debate Bizman Azes. Tysus knows he can't add air. He has to give another answer. So what's his other answer? Again, both Gemaras are talking about Mishkav. Both Gemaras are talking about the real McCoy. Mishkav Zachar versus Mishkav Isha. So the first day, Antisus wanted to say psychologically there are different challenges. Technically, Antisus says that's not going to sell to everyone as much as that. So I got to come up with another teretz. So says Antisus, I'll tell you what the difference is. Over there, when it said what kosher le'edus, it's kosher le'edus isha. Get kosher le'edus acheres v'lo aravia the kosher ala dover lo donov lo mi'ido, which means what that. Even though you're kosher in certain adias, means I could testify in other testimonies that have nothing to do with the avera that I am not successful in, like mominists. I'm not pasul edus. So the Gemara was talking about in the third parak. Gemara was talking about is this guy who's now chashad al rayos, which means the real McCoy. He's sleeping with Erevos and we have edus about it. He is not invalid in totality. He could be made on things that have no shaychus to arayos, like dine mominis, but the also dover in the area of mishka, in the area of revia. Lo donov lo meido. On that he lost his nemonis. This is very nafkamina in the world of kashrus. If a person doesn't have nemonis in that area, if a person doesn't keep kashrus, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes, so then he has no ability to be made in the world of kashrus. Because even if we're not going to invalidate him for all edus, but what? But also dover, he's known to be a chashur, because he doesn't keep it himself. So therefore Tosfos wants to say, that's the answer to the contradiction of our Gemara. Over here, the Gemara is saying what? Ploni, Ravani, Lertzoni, and what? Rava says, you're pasul edus. Ask Tosfos, how could Rava say over here, you're pasul edus? And the Gemara over there say, Berevia, you're kashul edus. Says Tosfos, it depends what category of halacha you're talking about, and you're accepting his testimony for. For the area of Revia, which is right here, my story of Adam pasul. Because I talked to you about Revia, and I was involved in Revia, so I can't give testimony about Revia. So here, Rava says, without Pagina Dibura, you would have been Pasul Eidus. If I can't split away his words, he's Pasul Eidus. Masha'enkin over there, the Gemara was talking about collectively, in all areas of Halacha. Can we accept him for other areas? So Taisa says, a person who's Roveya is not Pasul Eidus. He's not a Rasha Dachamas that's going to be invalid. He's just not accepted in that area, and that's the contradiction. Nothing to do with the distinction between Mishkav Zachar, nothing to do with Mishkav Isha, nothing to do with the distinction whether or not you actually slept with a woman or not. Even if you actually slept with a woman, even if you actually slept with a man, depends what we're accepting your Eidus for this or for something else. Mirtu Shem will pick up with this next. The Gemara Chav Zayin was talking about for other Eidus.
Yes, generously.
Chav Zayin, Mummer? Yeah. What do you mean? Rava says to be a Mummer, you have to be Rosh Dechamas. And Tosa is saying this is not a Rosh Dechamas. What? Yeah, it's not a Rosh Dechamas. Neveil Teyavod is a Rosh Dechamas. But giving it to the Eitzer. Okay, Tosa says, what's Tosa's first kasha? Tosa's first kasha is Ploni, Rovani, Lertzoni is Pasala Eidus according to Rava. Why? You're not a Rosh Dechamas. You're not giving it to Chimud Mammon. There's nothing about mominus over here, and you're not paying for a cheaper burger to make it over here. It's about the Yetzer Hara for Arayos. So Tosfos went on a whole assumption that he says Yetzer Hara for Arayos is also bad. Yetzer Hara for Arayos is also a Rosh Hashanah. Now Tosfos says maybe my whole premise is wrong. Maybe Mumer Ochel Neveilus LeTeyavon is only Mumer Ochel Neveilus LeTeyavon. Maybe a Rosh Hashanah is only a Gazlan, someone who steals. You want to add in Arayos to Psul Russia? Says Tosfos in the third day of Rava never passed Arayos, someone who's involved in inappropriate behavior. Even if he's involved in the worst inappropriate behavior, he's Kushal Edus. Just what? In our Sugya, he can't talk about Oso Dover. That he lost his Nemanos. Not because he's invalid, not because he's a Pasul Eid, but because he can't talk in that context. Yeah. What? We don't hold like any of this, because we hold like Abaye, that you don't even need a Rosh Hashanah. So that's why all of this is just, but we have to understand that all this is relevant within the world of Rava, and there will be nafkaminas of Rosh Hashanah and Lav Rosh Hashanah. I wanted to talk about this, we're running out of time, but I'll just speak about it next week. We hold like Abaye, anytime you're over an Isser Malkus, anytime you're over a Lav, you're already puzzled, like the first opinion of the Gemara. And that's why it's a famous Gemara, because it's one of the Al-Kagams. One of the six cases we pass like Abaye over Rava is that Gemara. So what does it make a difference? What's a Rosh Hashanah? What's not a Rosh Hashanah? Who cares? Any Rosh that validates Malkus. So the answer is, it makes a big difference. A lot of times, you're stuck with the situation, you have to give testimony about if a woman's husband is still alive. Iguna. So the criteria for Edus Isha is not as high for Iguna, and we're Mekel, Mishum Iguna, Ikilu Berabana. And we accept a lot of the Psule Edus. A lot of the Psule Edus we do accept. Just we don't accept what? A person who has a Chashash Meshaker. A person who's just not believed. He lives a life of lying, and the Gemara says, Yivamas Nat Chafei, he's a Gazlan. He's a Gazlan, he's a Rosh Hashanah. So now, we have to discuss the following issue. Even though we don't pass him like Rava, this is all going to make a big difference for Iguna. Because if you're going to be a Rasha de Hamas, you won't be accepted for Iguna. If you're going to be a Rasha de Lav de Hamas, you will be accepted. So now we have to decipher, well, what is the nature of all these other psulim? What about a chayal in the army who knows about a husband who was killed? Is he accepted? Is it a gazlan? Is it not a gazlan? Even in the areas of where we don't, the Rav is going to come back alive in the areas of Isha and Mitzvah. We'll talk about this next week.